you, Lord. We give you glory tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us, all that you're going to do. Let's just agree right now. Father, we lift up Israel right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for provisional miracles. We thank you, Lord, that everybody's jobs can get done. We thank you, Lord, that everyone's homes can be safe. We thank you, Lord, for the roads being safe. We thank you, Lord, that you care. They're the apple of your eye. And we thank you, Lord, for protecting them today, tonight. We thank you for protecting Miss Billy's team with our three girls in Jesus' name. We thank you for all the good that they've done and all the blessing that they've been to the Israeli people. We thank you for that, Lord. And Father, tonight I pray for those that don't have a home to go to here in the United States of America. I thank you, Lord, that by your miracle power, those types of things can change. People that don't have a home, even in this city, we declare they have homes. We declare they have roofs. We declare they have food. Those that are going without food tonight, those that are going without, we thank you that provision is on its way to them in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for spirit-filled people listening to you, recognizing and giving to those who are in need in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for blessing us. We're so blessed. And we thank you, Lord, that we can be an encouragement to other people and show them what a good God you are in Jesus' name. If you agree with that, say amen. You may be seated. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, guys. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Luke 2:25. Luke 2:25 in your Bibles. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. Everybody's traveling and moving around and doing Christmas stuff, but we keep a coming. Praise the Lord. And that's a good thing. It's what we need to do. Need to be here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Luke 2:25. Are you there? Are y'all there? Are y'all here? Okay, let's come on, people. Let's do something here. All right, Luke 2:25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And his man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed him and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. So that's Simeon. He's been going to the temple. Anna stayed in the temple, but Simeon's been going back and forth to the temple for years. He's been waiting for the Messiah. And now the Messiah has showed up as a baby. Praise the Lord. And he's excited. He says, I can leave this earth happy because you have answered my prayers. And so that's a good thing. That said, Jesus was a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. The King James says, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. So we've been looking at Jesus, that he's the life and the light. We're looking at that at Christmas time. He's the light and the life. God is the source of all light. He is the source of all life. We all know that. The Bible says that God is light and in him there is no darkness at all, according to James. And so if you look at scriptural context, you can see something about light. And so go over there to James 1:13 with me. I want to show you what it says about light here. So important to understand. Now, church, while you're turning over there, James 1:13, When God created, he didn't create the sun for light. When he said, let there be light, he was saying, light be, or he was saying this, me be. Okay? That's what light, the true light is. And I'll fill in the blanks for you in just a minute. But We're talking about something much greater than the sun, much greater than a star. So James 1:13 says, let no man say when he is tempted, I'm tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. Did you get that? God's not doing it. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust. Did you get that? And enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good and every perfect gift is from above. Did you get that?
Yeah.
Look at somebody and say, every good and perfect gift.
Yeah.
It's from above. And it cometh down from the Father of who? The Father of lights. With whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. He is light and he has no shadows. There's nothing dark about God. He's not half good and half evil. He's not good and he plays around with evil to tempt people. He cannot tempt people. It is not in him to do that. He is total pureness. Amen. And so he's light and he has no shadows. God is never dark. Never dark. And he's never subject to change. Never. Everything else can change. People can change. This earth can change. But God will never change. He is light and he is life. Amen. So, we understand he's not the sun. And he's not the kind of light that you can see with physical eyes. We all know that there's actually light, like infrared light, ultraviolet light. You can't see those either. But he's way up from that. Amen. But one of the things that we do understand about light is it brings enlightenment, right? That's revelation. You get enlightenment. You're enlightened. That means that you go, oh, I see. Right? What did scripture say? The eye is the light of the body. So your eyes connected to the right thing, or your spiritual eyes connected to the right thing. All of a sudden you can see something. All of a sudden you quote, you get it. You get it. You receive some light. That's what we would say. We'd actually say, oh, the light was shined on that. That's what we would say. So we kind of understand this. We kind of flow in this. So you're getting enlightenment, and if you follow the Bible, you can get this picture and it'll help you. Darkness. Hello. Praise the Lord. It just wanted to do that. And it's done with doing that. I'll stick that in my pocket now because I won't have to dress in front of everyone. Okay. Now, so if you follow the Bible, so dark is evil. Light is goodness. It's pureness. Light represents good. So there's a picture for you right there. So when we look at this verse and we see every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, we're seeing that all the good stuff then comes. Check, check. Okay. Praise the Lord. I don't know what that is. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now I have a tail. Okay. Praise the Lord. Okay. Can y'all cut that off the tape? Okay. So, all right. So, in heaven, it doesn't get dark. There's no nighttime. Now, there's a hue. It grows dimmer when you're resting. But there's a lot of witnesses that have said It never gets dark. And in heaven, you can't look back and see your shadow. There's no shadows because God is pure light. You can't even cast a shadow. The light removes it. That's cool. You can't even cast a shadow when it comes to being close to God, being in the place of heaven. So anything that is good comes from God. Anything that is dark doesn't. It can't, because he is holy and he is the fountain of life, of light. Amen. And life. And so evil can't proceed from him and it can't stay near him. And that's why Adam had to back off from him, because he couldn't hug him anymore, because he'd obliterate him if he did. He couldn't be in that close to his presence. They had to do something about that. Amen. Because this pureness will always push out darkness. Hey, get a clue. When Mary provided the body, God provided the spirit. That child, and another part of him, the blood. That is Father's blood. Did you feel the Holy Ghost on that right there? Father's blood is full of light. Did you know there's light in your blood? There's light in your blood. Well, there's real light in you, but it's not in everybody. But there's light. There's light in the blood of Jesus. And that light was released when his blood was released at the cross and when he was beaten. That blood had spiritual composites in it that was released into the atmosphere, so that when you received Jesus as your Savior, you picked up on what was going on in the spirit realm. It came on the inside of you. Amen. So I hope you got that. That's free. Anyway, praise the Lord. All right. So, I just said what I wanted to say. When you were born, just when you were just born, there was a little burst of light. Just when you were conceived, there was this burst of light that came on the inside of you. Amen. Praise the Lord. So God has deposited some light in men, and then born again people have their spirit lit up. I know you know this, but walk with me. So, here's what I want to get to. Light is life. Light is God's life. It's what Danny was talking about Sunday. It's the Zoe. Now, so the presence of God, it has no darkness. It exposes darkness. It pushes darkness and it defeats darkness. It does all these things. Amen. Okay. So, the light also lights your path. You can know which way to go. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. The word is Jesus, the word. Amen. Okay. Now listen to this. Proverbs 4:18. But the lovers of God walk on the highway of light, and their way shines brighter and brighter until they bring forth the perfect day. That's good. But the wicked walk in thick darkness, like those who travel in fog, and yet don't have a clue why they keep stumbling. Isn't that interesting? Now, so you have light that brings life. You have light that pushes out darkness. You have light that you can follow. It'll show you the way. We establish all those things today. Now, would you want me to tell you how to get your healing before Christmas? You want to know? And you can tell everybody. Everybody. Okay. This is what you do. If you want to get your healing before Christmas, when you look at your Bible, get the image that God is talking to you right now. He's talking to you right now, as if he said, Jesse, now listen to me. That's what he's doing in the word. You've got to get yourself in that frame of mind that you're not doing a daily devotional to be good. That's not what you're doing. You're not doing some daily devotional. You're meeting with God, as it was expressed on Sunday. You're meeting with him. You're having something to do with him. So get the image that God is talking to you right now, then pay attention to what he is, pay attention. Pay attention to what he's teaching you or what he's saying to you. So if I said, now, Amanda, I need you to run to HB for me. Will you please? And if she said yes, I'd say, I need you to go back to the cookie aisle and bring me some graham crackers. And so she would know where to go to get that, because she probably knows where a cookie aisle is. But anyway, but she would, okay, so, but she would know where to go. So when you're looking at the word, now, Jesse, this is Father. I'm talking to you through the Holy Ghost. Do this, that this is saying right here, and you'll know how and where. Now walk with me, because we're going to go somewhere with that, okay? When we get to the end of this, you'll see what I'm talking about. Okay, so pay attention to what he says. Fill your thoughts with words until they penetrate deep in your spirit. Okay? They got to penetrate in there. Keep saying it. Like, okay, let's say Danny said, Pastor, I want you to take this check from me to the bank. And you go over to the bank. And you have to turn left on 620 and go up da-da-da so many, and my bank's up there on the right. So I'm going to have to make sure I got the directions to get there. So I'm going to have to think about it. I know nowadays the car tells you where to go. But let's say you didn't have that and you had to remember it. So you had to think about it. You couldn't go, oh, yeah, okay. And then get halfway and go, hey, Danny, I forgot what you need to pay attention. Say this. Pay attention. Okay. So I sound like Marilyn Hickey tonight. Okay. That's how she instructs. Okay. So, and then you let that penetrate and you think about it. Okay. Walk with me. Then as you unwrap his words, they'll impart true life to you, and they will bring radiant health to the core of your being. Those words will begin to, okay, can I just give you a picture? Oh, oh, on the inside of you. The powers, it's getting radiant. The light is getting radiant on the inside of you. And then you're just gonna release that and just eat it up on the inside. You get what I'm saying? Okay, now, okay, so, listen to this. Above all, guard the affections of your heart, for they affect all that you are. Pay attention to the welfare of your innermost being, for from it flows the wellspring of light. You know what I'm quoting, Proverbs, right? See, the forces of life come from within. So you have to build that place on the, or penetrate that place on the inside. Get the word deep on the inside and be like John G. Lake. Let it transmutate to the outside. Let it flow. And you'll be healed. You'll be healed. Find the word that God has for you. Amen. For you to stand on. I got to do something with this tail. Okay. Are we good? Oh boy. I can wave my arms. Not yet. Welcome to the Marble Falls Airport. The white line is for unloading. Okay. So, did y'all lose where we were? Because I could start over. Okay. Now, so you've unwrapped his words. You're getting that. Now you're talking about the forces of life that are in you. You're not trying to grab healing out here. The forces of life are in you, Candace. They're on the inside of you. They're in you. Did you know that right now, sitting on the inside of you is something that is going beep, 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 trying to draw your finances to you? And when you work on that beep, 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 that, listen, the Bible says that the finances are looking for you. Amen. Over in James. They're going, hey, Art, where are you? I need to get to you. How does that happen? It's when you get this radiant glow on the inside and the spirit world can see you. Is that too strange for y'all? It's the truth. Demon spirits can tell what you're all about. Remember when those demon spirits walked back past, what's his name? Pastor down in Houston, Osteen. Those demon spirits walked past Pastor Osteen's house and they said, "We're going in that house." And one of the spirits says, "Don't go in there. They're going to tear you up." So that's what they say when they drive out to Smithwick. Don't turn in here. Don't turn in there. They're going to tear you up. You're not going to have a chance. That's what they say when they're going by your house. You might as well not get in there because they're going to turn everything to good. So you might as well not even bother them. Amen. Why? Because you have a glow. Amen. Because we're the light. Just like Jesus is the light. All right. So when the light on the word gets radiant, it begins to glow in your spirit. You can push it to the outside and the anointing of the presence of God will heal your body. It's as clinical as it is spiritual. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Thank you, Jesus. Now, so, the light, I already said this, but I'm going to say it again. The light will attract what you need. Don't let the light go out. That's why those virgins had to keep their lamps lit. Don't let the light go out. Don't let your battery drain down. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. We used to go to the movies. All of us, we'd meet at the movies and a bunch of us would. And Virginia always got there first. She always got, remember Rachel? And so it's real dark in the movies. And so when we would come in and Virginia's sitting up in the top, you know, before you got your seat. You picked, and so Virginia's sitting up in the top and we walk around that corner and it's real dark in there and here's the flashlight. Virginia's shining that light so we can find our way to our seats. She did that every time. We go, okay, we're going to head in there. Here we go. And I'd say, don't worry, Virginia will have that flashlight. And there she was. Here I am. She'd blink it at us. Remember Rachel? She'd blink. That light showed us where to go. Even when things looked dark, there was some light that showed us which way to go. Amen. That's a great thing. Now, I can prove that right there scripturally. I'm going to prove it to you. Go over to Isaiah 60, verse 1. Isaiah 60, verse 1. Are you getting this? See, we don't have these lights on this tree for nothing. We're celebrating light and life right now. We're celebrating what God has given us. Amen. So, are you there? Okay. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will rise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. The Gentiles shall come to your light. Did you hear that? The Gentiles shall come to your light. Just like we came to Virginia's flashlight. Okay? The Gentiles shall come to your light and the kings to the brightness of your rising. So the further up and the further you glow, the more you will attract someone important. And you're like, well, I don't need to attract someone important. Now, that's because if you're thinking that, you're thinking that the only people who are important is kings and rich people, and that's not true. It could be the beggar at the gate beautiful. That's important to God. Or it could be that you would help the down and out, but the rich and out need help. Amen. So it's whoever the kings, whoever is going to help in a situation, it's any of those things. You attract them when your light is shining bright. Glory to God. Lift up your eyes around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your son shall come from afar and your daughter shall be nursed at your side. Looks like we could fill up the church if we all turned on our bright lights, because then the people would know where to come. We need to turn up our lights. We need to start glowing. Hey, the old song, "This Little Light of Mine, I Want to Let It Shine," that's still a good song. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, that light it's attracting. When you get up to that level that has freely been given to you, you're going to attract people, things, favor and opportunity, increase and excellence. You're going to attract if you have the light. Every person driving across the bridge that sees all the lights out there, they're going, "Oh, look at that. We need to go see that. We need to go over and see that." Those wise men saw that light in the sky and they followed it. People follow light. They follow light. Actually, when it's dark and I'm driving, I like to follow the red lights in front of me. It helps me not have to concentrate all the time somewhere. You just follow the person in front of you, right? You follow those red lights. It's pretty easy. Makes it easier to drive out on these country roads, especially when some people come along and take all the stripes off. Isn't Jesus wonderful? Praise the Lord. So it's just wonderful all by itself to be in the light. It's just a wonderful thing to be in the light. I was looking for a scripture that I had here. Here it is. When the angel appeared to the shepherds on the night of Jesus' birth, in Luke 2:10, it said, "Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people.'" Great joy. Great joy. Now, when those angels were out there, it got bright. And they're announcing great joy in this brightness. So if the shepherd paid any attention and let that get down in their heart, then they begin to have a change. And they were told how to get over to the Tower of the Flock and all that where Jesus was born. That's good. But the thing about all this is, yes, the Messiah came, and yes, we're thrilled about that, and yes, we're thrilled that we have a Savior. And He is the light of life. Now, if you look closely, the light is the manifestation of life. And I'm gonna give you a real easy way to get this. It's the manifestation of Zoe. It's the manifestation of glory. Light to the life is like rays are to the sun. If the sun was life, the rays would be light. Are you with me? So, if God were God, and He were the sun, those rays would be goodness. They would be the essence of God. They would be the presence of God. It would be the glory of God. Church, the light is the glory of God. It's the heavy, weighty presence of God. Amen. It's His presence. And you can have as much of it as you want. It's your choice. So light is what's coming off or being pushed to you by life itself. Remember it says Jesus was the life and the light. So He is it. And then He has an essence too. Amen. He has an influence about Him. When we said something a while ago, a lot of times you'll fire back at me and I'll feel the anointing. That's His essence. That's his light. That's the fire of God. That's a manifestation. And it comes from life. It's the light coming from life. That's kind of hard to say, but we're doing it. Okay. So how is it that the angels brought a message of great joy then? Well, certainly because God is with us, certainly because he's our Savior. But even in just this, even in this thing that we hardly even think about, is that joy is a ray of life coming to you. Love, joy, peace. They're all rays of life coming in and reflecting off of you. Now, you don't have to reflect them. You can be the Dead Sea if you want to. Yeah? Or you could reflect the fruits of the Spirit. And you could let that force. Everything is a force. Light is the force. Y'all know, let the force be with you. Virginia just loved that. It's just true. The light of God is a force, a presence. And he's sitting in you right now, Kyle, wall to wall. Wall to wall right now. And you can reflect that love. You can reflect grace. You can reflect patience. You can reflect self-control. You can reflect all of the fruits of the Spirit, and you can reflect the gifts of the Spirit according to the will of the Holy Spirit. It's in you, church. The light's in you. Now I'm going to close with this. All right, who was keeping my 40-minute timer? Because I got you right now. I'm going to do it. All right. Was it you? I'm 2 minutes over. I got 2 minutes. We were seeing if I could actually do a 40-minute service, because that's what I'm supposed to do next Sunday. Okay, so I'm barely going to make it, but I will. John 1:16 says this, "And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." Now listen closely. You gotta get this. Don't skim over this kind of stuff, because you'll take it the wrong way. Don't be tempted to say, and don't think it said that Jesus came with the law and grace. It didn't say that. Jesus did not come with the law. He came with grace and truth. Truth is, the law is not truth. You're like, huh? The law was good. I'm not saying it's not good, but that's not what this is talking about. The law was not the truth. Moses gave the law for people who did not want to fellowship with God. Yeah. Amen. So the law told them what was needed for them to be righteous. Do this, do this, do this, do this, and you'll be in right relationship. So when they did it, guess what they were? Self-righteous. But that's not what Jesus came for. He didn't come for, he came for grace and truth. So, but you have to understand here that, grace doesn't require from man, but brings us what we need. Come on, come on. Did you hear me? Grace is not requiring from you. You just received grace. It's not the law required. Grace is just going, here. Yeah. Come on. This is going to help you with your light, with your beam. Because you're like, well, you know, if I did more, if I did this, if I did that, maybe the glory would manifest more in my life. It's by faith, church. It's by fellowship with God. Now, I'm not going to make it, Amanda, but I tried. Okay, so here's the thing. Jesus, truth, Jesus who is truth, tells us who we are, and grace empowers us to live it out. Did you get that? Grace tells you who you are. The law doesn't tell you who you are. The law pointed out your failure, but could not help you change it. Jesus Christ came, brought you grace, showed you who you are on that side of the horse and cart, and then you have the nature of God to walk out and do what's right, do it right, because it's right. It all got all mixed up. It was just all mixed up. If we do it, if we earn it, if we don't, I need it. Hey, Come here. Stop feeling bad about yourself. Stop it. Take your Christmas gift right now. God loves you. You have grace from Jesus. And you'll self-correct because you love him and you're excited about what he's done for you. You'll self-correct because grace empowers you to do that. But if you're going to continue to fight this thing, you're never going to get healed. Stop fighting it. Relax. I'm a kid of God. I'm as important as everybody else. Well, you're not as important as Brother Copeland. Sure am. That's hard to say. And it's the truth. Sure am. He was put on the earth for me. Jesus came for me. Jesus came for you. We're all just as important as Oral Roberts. We're all just as important as anybody. Our jobs are different. But the only thing about, you know what you love about Brother Roberts is he did what he was supposed to do. That's what you love about him. He apprehended what he was apprehended for. That's what made his light shine. That's what made every come through. He just got close enough to God. People have said this to him. They said, how do we do what you do? Cause I can't do that. I can't do that. He said, you don't know Jesus. I think Danny quoted that the other day. I think it was you. Someone said that. But if you get close enough and you let his word radiate, keep saying it. You know what my word is? I'm going to just tell y'all what my word is for 2024. Arise and shine. That's my word. And that's the word for the church. Arise and shine, for your light has come. It's time for you to keep yourself up on another level so that all of this can be attracted to you, so your light can burn bright on the inside and you can get my will done. Because I promised you, just like Simeon of old, that you would see the glory of God like he saw the Messiah. And I'm not giving up or giving in. I don't care if we got down to three people. I'm not giving up. And I mean, we're not going low. Everybody's traveling, but I'm just saying, if it happened, I'm not giving up on the glory of God in our ministry. This made me happy. Praise the Lord. All right. So here's the last thing. I didn't make it. I was close. Now put this all together and this is my second closing. This is important because now we know the law. Jesus isn't law and truth. He's truth and grace. Our law and grace. He's not those things. Law was the babysitter until you grew up. So to speak. So to speak. As we pass through the years is what I mean. The Apostle Paul actually wrote that. I'm not talking about that you personally were ever. Okay. All right. So I better clarify that because someone's going to report me if I don't. Okay. Now, John 1:18, no man has seen God at any time. Is that what it said? No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. So what is this telling us? That God is not a mean God. God did not decide to change from the Old Testament to the New Testament. He's always been the Father of lights. He's always been good. Jesus is declaring the Father who is full of what? Grace and truth, light. He's grace and truth just like Jesus is. Church, listen. Israel, they're the ones who made the law happen. They did not want to fellowship with God. They were afraid of him. You have to understand that. It's not God saying, all right, we're going to give you these 10 commandments and then we're going to give you, 613 other laws. Y'all better keep them or our heads are going to roll. That's not how God was. What God was doing is saying, you think you can, huh? That's how Pastor John would talk to us. He'd say, you are, aren't you? And we'd know, we're wrong about something. Anyway, so that's what the Lord was doing. He's saying, here, see if you can do it. Was the law good? Yeah, it's good not to kill other people. It's good not to bear false witness. It's good not to have any other gods before you. It's good not to love your neighbor's wife or lust after your neighbor's wife or any of those things. All those things are good, but they were placed out there for them to try to achieve it. They couldn't achieve it. And so God created a system, a substitute system of killing lambs and scapegoats and stuff like that every year to get rid of their sins in light and in, because in the future, Messiah would come and do that. It's just a picture of him. It's never intended for you. It's good. You should want to do what's right, but you can't do it on your own. You have to have Jesus. But I'm telling you this, with Jesus, you can do all things. Yeah. Y'all receive this tonight? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this. Thank you, Jesus. God has always been good. He will bring light to our lives, and he'll show us who we are and then give us the grace to live out who we are. Yeah. And we should want to. Yeah. It's not about greasy grace. It's about living out who God said we could be. Amen. Father, we thank you for this. We thank you that you are our light in life. We thank you that you have blessed us with Jesus. We are so grateful for the light of the world, the King that came as a baby, so we would know who we are, so we would understand how we could operate in this world, so we would understand who you are, that you are truth and grace, and you are good all the time. And you said to, when Moses said, I want to see your glory, you said, okay, look at my goodness. So tonight, Lord, we look at your goodness. And for the rest of this Christmas season, every time we see lights, we're thinking, thank God for the goodness of God. Thank God for the life of God that has saved us, healed us, provided for us, and protected us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's receive our offerings. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Did y'all like that okay?
Yes.
Man,
so
we're fired up.
Yes.
We're glowing.
Yes.
Amen. We're going to have a good year. By the way, on Eagle Mountain, go ahead, brothers. I'll talk through this. Sunday, anybody watch it?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you need to go watch it. It's full of good stuff. But Brother Copeland paid a visit to the church.
Yeah.
And he prophesied in rhyme about 2024.
Yeah.
So it was really, really powerful and really good. And it's worth you listening to. Of course, George will put out all that as we go. Brother Copeland's prophesied three times over 2024 already.
Wow.
And it's all very good. But I do want to tell you that Terry did the chicken dance. So you gotta go watch it. They turned loose. It was amazing. They just turned loose and she was doing like Jesse knows how to do. Praise the Lord. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye bye. They're so precious. They follow the Holy Ghost.
They do.
They're not trying to make everybody's flesh happy. They're following the Holy Ghost. And I mean, she got up there and the service had been really long. And she got up there and the people just went wild with her. They just loved it. It was just so good. I'm so grateful for people that follow the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Hey, we're going to win.
Yeah. We are.
We're going to win.
We are.
We're going to win everything that God has put before us this year. We're going to move forward. There's momentum. There's been prophecy after prophecy about momentum. There's no need for you to be held back in anything.
Lord.
Just call it to you. I've been on purpose calling finances to everybody in this church. I've been calling it to you, calling opportunity, calling clients to you, calling souls. Pastor Deb's been after it. Everybody that calls on the phone or drives in our driveway getting saved. The Amazon guy wouldn't receive Jesus, but I felt like he probably did by midnight that night. He couldn't get away from it. I mean, she's getting up in the van with him.
Hey, the hour's late.
I'm with you. She's serious about this. I'm praise God for that. It's time. When God shows you, cast the net.
Yeah.
Talk to people.
Right.
They want to know. They want to know. Today, just before we go here, I want to tell you something. I saw that the UN voted. And they voted concerning what they wanted Israel to do. It was the most interesting thing. Because only 10 nations stood with Israel. And I told Deb, I said, there's the sheep nations and the goat nations right there. And I'm going to tell you, we got a miracle. Because as woke as he's been, he stayed with Israel.
Thank you, Lord.
He stayed with Israel. I think the UK stayed with Israel. And countries that you would not believe went the other way. I couldn't believe Australia went the other way. We need to pray for Australia. They've always gone our way. So that's something to pray about. But our lady who is there, she's this beautiful black lady, and she's sitting there, and she said, we are for a lot of things that y'all think would be right, humanitarian stuff. We want the prisoner, the hostages to get out. But we absolutely believe that if they stop now, if they stop now, it will be very bad. So thank you, Jesus, for that. And I just want to say this, and don't anybody throw a tomato at me. Thank you, Mr. Biden, or whoever was controlling him, because they made the right decision. Amen. Stand up. Yeah, they're going to. They don't care. And they shouldn't care. Brother Copeland says, find out the will of God. And once you know the will of God, don't consult flesh and blood. Go after it. If you're finding out the will of God, then the multitude of counsel is helpful. But once you know the will of God, you don't need to ask everybody else. You just go for what you know. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody have anything or need anything as we go out? Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Glory to God. So this, woo.
Yeah.
I'll hold it here. This Sunday at 6 p.m. is our Victory Christmas party. If your name is not on one of my beautiful sign-up sheets here in the hallway, please write it down on there. We would love for you to join us in eating, and so we would love for you to bring food to eat. And so if you would sign up there, it looks like we're needing a few more trays of different sorts, any kind type of finger food that you want to bring. It doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be over the top. I've had everything show up from taquitos in the box to someone picking up fried chicken at Chicken Express. So make yourself happy. You don't have to home make it. I'm not asking you to cook us Christmas dinner. I'm asking you to bring finger foods and things to eat. So if you could, if you want to bring Christmas dinner, another thing I'm asking is if you could bring it in a disposable dish. That way, after the night's over, we can dispose all of those, easy cleanup, and we will all go on our merry way. I am encouraging you. The kids have been preparing for the last few weeks to do a play. It's super cute, and you're really going to enjoy it. So please come and support them and watch them, and then we'll also have a service as well. So that's at 6 o'clock. And then remember, the following Sunday is Christmas Eve. On Christmas Eve, we will be meeting that morning. It will be about a 40-ish minute service. 40-ish minute service, and you know, give or take a few. We're rounding.
I tried.
We're rounding. So we will have a service that morning. Please join us. If you are in the area, it's going to be a great time. And then that following Wednesday, which will be the 27th, we will not have service. So it is possible that there could be something online. We can't say that for sure, but we will definitely not be here. So if you show up, enjoy the parking lot. The sign will be lit for you after dark. And you can spend time praying while you're here, but we won't be here, so just enjoy yourself out there. And then we will meet back on New Year's Eve. That's the 31st, and so we'll be here Sunday morning for our regular scheduled service on Sunday morning, but we will also be doing a Sunday evening service, a New Year's Eve service at 6 p.m. on that day. I'm telling you, you want to be there for that. That is when the prophetic will be flowing. That's when the gifts of the Spirit will be moving. That's when things will be coming forth. And maybe or not a word. I think we were moving.
No word.
We were
only prophesying and praying.
Praying, possibly some worship, and then for sure some prophetic. So I'm already calling for it. So it's happening. Y'all can agree with me. Amen. All right, so that's what we have through the rest of the year, and then we're already to January. So we're only a few weeks out, that's it.
That's okay. Don't go. So, by the way, on the party night, we're not going to preach that night either. What Danny's calling a service is like a little surprise sort of game that I have for you all. And don't run. I'm not going to call you out to make you stand up in front of people, but it's going to be fun, and it'll join in with the singing and all the happy things we're going to do. It's just going to be fun. So, and then Christmas Eve, we'll do the serious stuff, communion, in our 40-ish minute service. Okay. So that's what we meant. So how long did I go? Huh?
Probably like
50. Okay, 50 minutes. Now look, y'all. It took me 50 minutes. Is that without the singing? Okay, so I had 7 pages of notes. My notes for that morning are 3 pages.
You got it.
I got it, Jess. I got it. Okay. Because I want to go home and be with my Toby. I got personal ideas about that myself. Okay, I'm blessed, though. I want to be with y'all, too. Okay, good? Everybody good? So, yeah, someone said, how long will the New Year's Eve meeting be at night? I would never put a time. Come as long as you want to and crawl out whenever you can. Because that's the kind of service it's going to be. It's going to be holy rolling. Praise the Lord. All right. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.